Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Most of us are familiar with Joshua 1:9, which says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." But if we look at the passage in context, we'll see that strength and courage are gained through regular intake of Scripture. For this reason, spending time with God by reading His Word should be a priority in our life. When we're in daily communion with our Lord, we can more easily trust He is in control of everything. Whether we are pummeled by adversity or overwhelmed with joy, God has our circumstances well in hand. Spending time with the Father allows us to bring Him all of our concerns and feelings. Then He can rejoice with us or comfort us according to our need. Praying through Scripture and asking God to speak to us about what we read is our privilege as Christians. When we're quiet before the Lord, we receive His guidance and power for our circumstances. No matter what we're up against, God restores our weary soul and renews us for another day. Our lives are packed full of business and distractions, so we should set aside time each day to speak to God in prayer and to study the Scriptures. Doing this faithfully helps build a rhythm that keeps us steady, no matter what comes our way.